The safety of U.S. elections moved into the spotlight during and following the 2016 campaign season. Increased attention is being put on what to do, and $380 million were approved by Congress to provide states with additional funding to improve their systems. But has enough been done to fend off problems in 2020, and has the issue become too partisan? With me to talk about that via Skype is J. Alex Halderman, professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. Part of his focus is on election cybersecurity. So, Alex, are American election systems really prepared for that next big cyber attack?
Well, unfortunately, we're not as prepared as we're going to have to be in 2020. There's so much at stake in this upcoming election, and many of the problems that we saw back in 2016 just haven't been solved.
Has that been for a lack of trying, a lack of funding, or something else?
Well, there's been progress. Fortunately, 2016 was a wake-up call for, I think, the entire world of election administration that for far too long, people had been completely ignoring or largely ignoring the threat of potential international cyber attacks affecting the infrastructure that we use to vote. But there has been progress. There's now far more awareness that security and cyber attacks are a concern. Many states are taking steps to upgrade pieces of their infrastructure. But the problem is our national system is a patchwork of states that are doing really well and states that just aren't doing well at all. And until we get everyone in election administration on board to make sure the system is well secured, we're going to continue to have major areas of weakness.
Now, certainly not many people, if any, really want there to be a federal system on this. But are there federal guidelines that each state or major counties in each state should or could be forced to follow?
That's right. Election administration is principally the responsibility of the states and is largely a function carried out by local governments on the city or county level. There are federal guidelines, but they're advisory. And in terms of cyber defenses, they're quite unspecific and weak. I think what we need is national leadership to make sure states are, if not following an exact template of a solution, are at least working according to modern understandings of what ingredients we need to secure elections. Now, the way that cybersecurity people think, what we are telling election officials is that you really need two ingredients. You need to have a physical record of every vote that the voter can confirm, something like a piece of paper. And that's great because it can't later be changed in a cyber attack. And then the states and localities need to audit that paper trail by checking enough of it manually to make sure that the overall election results are right. If you have paper and auditing in place, then elections can be robust to cyber attacks, and we can all be confident that the results are what they seem.
So going back to the future in some sense, then?
Back to the future? Well, paper may seem retrograde, but actually it's a pretty high-tech way of thinking. So in any kind of critical system, we'd like to have a physical fail-safe if we can engineer one. That's why if you fly on a modern jet, it has a very sophisticated satellite-backed navigation system. But at the same time, it's required by law to have a magnetic compass in the cockpit just in case the computers fail for some reason. It's the same way in voting. If we can have a physical fail-safe like a paper trail, it's going to be a really important layer of defense.
It seems like an extremely logical way of approaching it, but we also know, and in media I know this well, that people are always waiting. They want the results yesterday as opposed to, can we wait a couple of days? How much of this is about sort of changing the attitude and perception of our elections as well?
Well, it sure would be nice, as any election official will tell you, it would be nice to have a few more days before they had to announce a result, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's why the modern way of thinking about election systems is you have a paper record and you have a digital record that will give you the early results. We just need time after the preliminary election night results are declared to go back and check everything, to audit it, to make sure the results are right. And there's still a possibility that errors will be discovered during that auditing process, although that's unlikely. The most likely result is the audit will just give you added reason for confidence.
How did you try to teach your students or illustrate to them just how dangerous or just how much influence some cybersecurity breaks can have in our election system?
Well, some of my research involves vulnerabilities in specific voting machines used in this country. And last year, I demonstrated on a voting machine called the AccuVote TSX. It's a touchscreen voting machine still used in 18 states. I demonstrated how, without any physical access to the voting machines, attackers could sabotage the machines and steal an election. And you don't need physical access. All the attacker needs is to be able to manipulate the ballot design, files that are copied to the machine by election officials before the vote. If the attacker does that, they can install malicious software onto the voting machine that changes the digital results. So last year, I did a demonstration here at Michigan. We set up a polling place with these real voting machines and ran a mock election for the greatest university. Was it Michigan or Ohio State? And we had more than 100 Michigan students vote. And then I announced the digital results from the machine, and Ohio State won. That wasn't because more Michigan students voted for Ohio State. It was because I had hacked the machines to steal the result. Fortunately, we also counted the votes on paper. And we went back to the paper records and showed that Michigan won by a landslide. But I think that just illustrates that real equipment used today in many parts of the country is vulnerable to tampering. We've got to fix that so that everyone can have confidence in election results.
That is J. Alex Halderman. He's professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. We've been talking primarily about election cybersecurity. Alex, thanks very much for the time today.
All right. Pleasure talking with you.